Okay, guys.
Greg, can you explain your third and sixth call, the decision to run Martin instead of throw the ball at the end?
That's what we thought was the best way to get a first down and keep the clock moving. Felt good about the play, the way they were closing in on the run. A little bit of a specialty play.
Coach, talk about your defensive effort up until that last drive, just the ability to score and hold Drew Brees in check there for a while.
I thought there was a lot of good things on defense. Unfortunately, it'll be overshadowed by the loss, but that's team sport. We need to keep getting better. You know, we had really two bad plays, maybe three. But you know, that's life. It cost us dearly. One was for a touchdown, and one put them in position. I'm sorry.
You had a lot of penalties again tonight. I know you talked about it after the first game. Two more hits called for. Three more total. But one I'm sure you probably disagree with. But just what can you do to eliminate those?
Well, we just need to keep working on the strike zone, make sure we're hitting where it's legal. You know, you don't get to practice that because you don't hit live during the week, so you just have to emphasize it. We'll continue to emphasize it, but our guys are playing very hard. And, you know, so I've been through stretches like this, and then it kind of balances out usually. So hopefully that'll occur.
Can you talk about your quarterback, please?
What would you like to talk about?
125 yards, kind of, you know, had the sack fumble, threw a pick, kind of struggled a little bit for a lot of the afternoon.
Well, you know, I'm going to have to look at the tape to tell you what's going on, because it isn't just the quarterback. It squarely is on me. I'm the head football coach, and when we're not doing things offensively that we're capable of doing, mostly in the pass game, I thought we ran the ball very well today. I thought Doug in the line, I thought it was a good effort that way. We have to look at what we're doing coaching-wise, what we're doing execution-wise. And again, it falls on me. It doesn't fall on anybody else. It's my job to make sure that we get it prepared and executed on game day, and certainly we didn't do that today.
Is Josh your starter against New England?
Yeah, I see no reason why it wouldn't be. I mean, I have to evaluate the tape. I mean, that's out of a left field a little bit. I'm not even thinking about that.
Coach, can you take us through that last kick? You may have addressed it already. Was there any doubt in your mind sending Lindell out there? Did you think about maybe just punting him and really pinning him back a little bit further?
Punting?
Yeah.
No. The only decision is, do you go for it on 4th-and-3 or do you kick the field goal? You know, I have confidence in Ryan, and I will have confidence in Ryan moving forward.
These are two pretty savage body blows to start a season with. Those mm-hmm. are next to last play and last play. How does this team get off the mat?
Well, this team's a resilient team. Their head coach is a resilient guy. He's tough, and we're going to fight our way right off it. But I understand that there'll be a huge contingent that will try not to make it difficult for us to do that. It doesn't matter. These guys are tight. They'll stick together. They'll work together. We'll work at it. And we got a great challenge next week, playing a good team, coming off a little bit extra rest. Doesn't matter. Got to get it ready and go up to New England and find a way.
Greg, there was a pregame report of Freeman seeking a trade. Have you guys had those conversations, or is this new to you?
No, it's new to me. We've not had any conversations along those lines.
On 3rd-and-6, even though Doug had run the ball really well, first down there, they're out of timeouts. The game's pretty much over. You don't mm-hmm. have to kick a field goal. Mm-hmm. Are you playing away from your quarterback a little bit there, or just being?
No, not at all. No, an incomplete pass, and the clock stops. They have no timeouts. And we felt it was a run that, you know, it wasn't your everyday run. It was a specialty run. And we thought that it had a great opportunity to make the first down or get at least real close, where it's 4th down and you got to decide. It just didn't get as close as we thought it would. But certainly we had time to talk about it, and it was a unanimous decision. We all felt that was the play.
You had a couple procedure penalties. The one touchdown, Vincent didn't get on the line of scrimmage. He was lined up on another spot. You called timeout a couple times, you know, in special team situations where you didn't get lined up. I mean, those kinds of things, how disappointing should you be past some of those communication type deals by now?
It's very disappointing, and again, it falls on me. It's my job to make sure that our staff and our players understand those procedural things, and I am not getting it done, so I'm going to get it done. We will get it done. I'll get my staff, and we'll all get it fixed, and the players, and we'll get it fixed. This is a good football team. We'll be back.
Anything else?
Thanks, guys. Thank you.